panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
Like I did in mine, may everything you wish for never come true. May your dream get lost and never be found. May a big black cloud follow you around, and may you fall in love. And may you fall in love with somebody like you. Somebody like you. Somebody.
CR 855am, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the contested lands of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in from whichever lands you are on. Hello to people all over the world, wherever you're listening from, And, well, if you're listening from another planet, you might be on Saturn and Neptune, which are conjunct, a meeting at 0 degrees in Aries this week with positive planetary ramifications, if that's your thing. Make sure, wherever you're listening from, hope your internet signal's good. And if you are listening on Saturn or Neptune, we'd love to hear from you. You could subscribe to 3CR if you've got internet banking facilities or credit card facilities on your planet. Talk about that during the show as well. I'm Sally Goldner. I use the pronouns she and her. I'm your host for this show covering pansexual issues, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender on 3CR, 855 AM digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR on demand. There are lots of ways to get in touch with the program. You can email outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can SMS 61456 751215. I'm on Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So. And that's the bottom line. And there are posts on Facebook on my page, Sally Goldner AM and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. Postal address, PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Remember, any opinions I express on the show are strictly my own and not those of any organisation with which I am or have been associated with. Don't think there'll be any content warnings that I can think of, but if we do come to them, I'll give you numbers to call. We opened up today with Becky Cole, Somebody Like You, which I adopted, well, given that that song came out in 1999, over 25 years ago as my, I don't want to be too anti, but my anti-Valentine's Day song, with a bit of irony or something in there as well. And, if you're single, this can add extra challenges to end-of-life care, which is my valiant attempt at what in radio language is called a segue. And it still can be difficult the more things that you may face. And someone has decided to do something about that for trans and gender diverse people. And I have that person on the lines from Canberra. And that's T. Welcome to 3CR, T.
Hi, Sally. Thanks for having me.
An absolute pleasure. It's okay to ask. Can I just ask which pronouns you use, if any, and if you're aware which Aboriginal lands you are on?
Yeah, thanks, Sally. I'm joining from Ngunnawal Ngambri country, also known as Canberra, and I use he/him pronouns.
Thanks, T. You've put out a call. Take a breath, for participants for a PhD study about end-of-life and palliative care for trans and gender-diverse people. I suppose there's a few questions. It may seem obvious, but how for this sort of participants needed survey approved by the ACT Health and Human Research Ethics Committee and put you're part of Australian National University. How, I suppose we better start by defining what you're talking about, end of life and palliative care.
Yeah, so when I'm thinking about and conceptualizing end of life and palliative care, I'm thinking about people entering institutions such as aged care facilities, hospitals, as well as hospices, and thinking about how people are engaging with palliative care, which is looking at maintaining and improving quality of life until death, and also end-of-life care, which is about when people are getting towards maybe the last couple of years or last few months of their lives as well with incurable illnesses.
Right. So, we are talking about that, which is, which in itself is not an easy topic to face. I mean, death's considered a bit of a taboo topic in, a lot of Western society, I could say. I don't want to speak for other countries, but often people can find it difficult to talk about. And then when you're in one of these settings, or a person is in one of these settings, and they're trans and gender diverse, and people may not know how they're going to be treated or what their rights are, that can add to things. Could possibly be the case. I don't want to prejudge your research in any way.
Yeah, it was definitely a basis for wanting to go ahead with with this research was thinking about my own experiences as a transgender man entering medical institutions, especially ones that had been affiliated with religion, which a lot of hospices and aged care facilities are or at times were. And so that was definitely one of the precipices of wanting to start this research was my own personal experiences and thinking about aging as well.
Yeah, look, definitely, and look, no obligation. I mean, are you wanting to go, if it's okay, are you wanting to t able to talk, willing and able to talk a little, go into a little more detail about some of the experiences that you had and you saw? Because it sounds like they were very, very instrumental and a fundamental part of you moving ahead with this PhD study.
Yeah, I'd be happy to go over or to talk a little bit about it, I guess. I'm a brown trans man, and one of my early hospitalization experiences here in Canberra was at a Catholic hospital, which was a public hospital at the time. And at that time, I didn't feel necessarily very affirmed in my gender nor welcomed by any of the staff, but more importantly, the institution. So some of the nurses and doctors were absolutely great, but having, I guess, that institutional overhang was something that I was made really aware of when I wasn't feeling great either. And so that was something that really came to mind. And then as well, the hospice here in Canberra up until quite recently was run by a Catholic institution as well. And I was part of a consumer reference group for about 5 years for end of life and palliative care. And we went to visit it, and I didn't realize that it was a Catholic institution until I walked into the door. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, wow, that would be really hard if you weren't religious at all, or you were from a different faith, or if you were LGBTQIA plus.
It could be, it could be really, intimidating. And I think in if you're a an inpatient in a hospital, we'll start with hospitals, and I think it's probably a sim, and I'd say it's a similar concept for aged care, nursing homes. You're in a position of vulnerability and perhaps a little less power to some extent, and so that sort of can make you at least feel behind the proverbial eight ball to start with, and then people with, particular views which should not come into it in aged care. The when should be added that when the Sex Discrimination Act was amended in 2013 to cover sexual orientation, gender identity, and as it is called, intersex status, although ideally we'd be upgrading that to variation of sex characteristics. Religious institutions can't discriminate in the provision of goods and services in aged care, but hospitals, different thing. So, it shouldn't happen, but, the reality is it will, and people will bring in their own views. Or if the institution, as you say, that overhang, I think was the word you used, their power is going to come into it, that could, make for people feeling like, oh, they've got a right to be, willfully malicious or whatever else.
Yeah, exactly.
So, there, that's the sort of, we've got sort of a couple of the components going here. And then we've got, we drill into, and you've touched in broad brush strokes on it, on, issues for trans and gender diverse people. And you're quite correct that, if you're of another faith, in a Catholic institution, I mean, will a Catholic institution necessarily, let's say if you're Jewish, have kosher meals or halal meals if you're Islamic or whatever else it is, or, if you've got other beliefs that may be even, well, even more marginalised, let's say you're Wiccan or pagan or something, will you just be outright could even be outright ridiculed, all those sorts of things. So they're factors. But then we get into the intersectional part, which is of course a key part of this program, being trans and gender diverse. Let's drill into that, where the what are the sort of issues that, well, could come up there, for trans and gender diverse people.
Yeah, well, definitely. I think previous research has shown that trans and gender diverse people have higher rates of medical mistrust with doctors and medical institutions, and also with hospitals, as well as people who are intersex as well, have those really high levels of mistrust too, which are remarkably well founded given what has happened, and what continues to happen in some places. And so that was definitely something that I was thinking about as well. And when I was also talking to a lot of my friends and community members too, I see us getting older, and a lot of my friends are starting families. We're thinking about our aging parents as well, and even going into those spaces as carers for people who are engaging with palliative and end-of-life care was something that came up too.
Well, definitely. I mean, we're getting into, getting right into this, that you've got not only the issues for, I'll say, the patient slash service recipient similar, but you've got the carers, the family, the loved ones, the visitors, and to some extent, it's perhaps not as relevant, but, suppliers who are trans, the delivery person, the person who's delivering medical, let's say medical tools to a hospital or something, is that a situation that needs to be considered as well? So, it can affect lots of people. And so, if you're a loved one of a trans person, your partner is trans, and you're worried, is your partner, if we're using that example, going to get the care as well? There's another factor. So, yeah, all those sort of possible roles that people may have all do come into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've, as part of this research as well, I use the term clinicians to kind of capture nurses and nurse practitioners, OTs, doctors, anyone who works in palliative and end of life care. And I've met a lot of people who are from the community who either identify as trans or gender diverse, or are more broadly from the LGBTQIA+ community, who are working in end-of-life and palliative care and are wanting to see their patients like reflected back, and their patients feeling really safe with them as well, and thinking that, like, yes, we work in these spaces too, and we'll engage with them in some way or another.
Yeah, look, definitely. And I've been reminded of something there by that comment, that I was in the public hospital system myself around close enough to 18 months ago, and it was a slightly, won't go into detail, not relevant, an upsetting situation or a stressful situation. I mean, there aren't too many situations in hospital, I suppose, that aren't. But one of the things that calmed me was having a chat to someone who openly identified as part of LGBTIQA+ communities, in this case, a cis gay man. So when you can see someone like yourself, definitely that will, make a difference. And so, yeah, totally agreed. So we're really sort of getting into a lot, we're sort of, without, I'll say, giving away the answers, we're getting into some of the questions that your PhD study sort of wants to have a look at, just by discussing, what might almost seem to be the basics of what happens, what happens in trans life. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I think I do get some questions sometimes when I'm out, like being social and stuff like that, and people ask me, "Oh, why are you kind of looking at this?" And it's the idea that all forms of care can be gender affirming care, and that is really the main crux of this research, I would say.
Yeah. So that's the thing. You can, you know, build it in to, as you say, everything, and make it safe and comfortable for everyone, and do it, and then hopefully we'd get there. But that's the ideal, and so much of life, I suppose, is, you know, sort of, well, ideal is, you know, the end of the journey, but reality is where we are now at the start. And so you're wanting to ask these questions about, you know, as per your, you know, sort of research poster, have you ever thought about what it would look like? Start that again. Have you ever thought about what you would like your end of life and palliative care to look like? Have you supported someone in end of life and palliative care? Would you like to contribute to making end of life and palliative care more inclusive for trans and gender diverse people? Which, you know, so we're not only asking trans and gender diverse people, we're asking supportive people slash allies similar to be involved in this.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important not only to hear from perspectives similar to my own, so people who are trans and gender diverse, but also hear from a whole range of people. Because, like I said before, gender affirming care isn't just for trans and gender diverse people, but it's for everyone.
Definitely, definitely, it is for everyone. And so there are different ways that people can be involved in your PhD study. Tell us about the possibilities for taking part in it.
So one of the ways that you can be involved is have a chat to me via an individual interview. That can either be online, via Zoom or Teams, or by phone call, or we can do an in-person chat as well. That is if you give me enough notice to get the correct administrative forms in. Otherwise, you could. We're also looking at scheduling focus group sessions where a group of us get together and either again online or with enough notice in person and talk about what that might look like collectively for us as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, just coming to the in-person stuff, just wanting to make sure I've got that right. You are based in Canberra on Ngunnawal, Ngunnawal and Ngambri lands, but you might be able to, you know, sort of be able to get some possibility to travel all over this big island and the smaller ones around it to do some in-person interviews.
Yes, that's right.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, and then of course we get the whole body language and you know, facial expressions, and although you can get some of it, including and tone of voice on a Zoom, it's you know, I think it for something which is very personal, which this certainly is, as your experience has described, you know, that might be a better go. So you know, it's certainly, you know, very, as I say, very, very, very much needed. And with overall, more and more people coming out, or you know, being authentic is the best words in terms of their gender identity and expression. We need to start getting this right. And as you say, you know, people, our community is aging. The first sort of people who began to be more authentic as trans, although obviously the trans people have been around forever, you know, that generation is getting near the end of life, and you know, we've got to start getting this right. And then, of course, future generations, we're going to have even more. So it really is great that this research has been done, and we can reinforce, you know, sort of the right policies, start locking them in and building on them as quickly as possible. So, you know, I think it's really, really just, yeah, very much needed. So, you know, do you have any other thoughts that you want to get across, T, on the PhD that you're undertaking?
Not really. Just I encourage anyone who's ever even thought about what they'd like for their palliative or end of life care to get in touch with me and participate if you'd like to.
Definitely. Well, what is the best the best way to for people to do that to get in touch with you if they're thinking right here, right now, yes, I'd like to do that and want to get more information or get involved in a focus group or an individual interview, start setting it up, what do people need to do?
The best way probably is to send me an email. And I can spell my email address. It's a bit lengthy, but it's also up on the posters as well, which are being distributed by various means on social media, as well as in some newsletters from some community organizations too. But it's t.odonnell, so thy.odonnell@anu.edu.au.
thy.odonnell@anu.edu.au. I'll put that in the podcast description so people will be able to get to it. Perhaps see if I can be 2000 high tech and hyperlink it. So it'll be there in some shape or form so people can cut and paste or hyperlink or whatever and get in touch with you to sort of be part of this very, very important PhD that I think, as I say, I really think this is going to put a solid foundation done. There's been, work done in terms of educating, aged care providers via the Silver Rainbow training that is coordinated around so-called Australia by LGBTI Health, formerly the LGBTI Health Alliance, based in Sydney. But I think anything now where we start getting into the trans specifics has got to be really, really important. So, I think it's just really good that this is happening, T. So huge thanks for your initiative and, turning your experiences into something that will, hopefully, mean that, trans people can just get the equitable service and outcomes that they deserve when these situations arise.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sally. And I think it's very timely research as well. And I also think that it's much needed, hence why I'm doing it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to talking with people and also just hearing about people's experiences too.
Well, for sure. And look, I will certainly get in touch with you to arrange an individual interview of by whether in person or or by Zoom or whatever. I'll certainly put my hand up. I'm quite happy to assist on that because, as I say, it's really important to me personally and professionally, so to speak. So expect an email from me in due course.
I look forward to receiving your email, Sally.
All right, then, T, you have a great day and keep up the good work. And, thanks for your time on Out of the Pan on 3CR.
Thank you so much for having me. Hope you have a good day too, Sally.
You too. Bye now. Bye. T. O'Donnell there on 3CR and talking about an important PhD, end of life and palliative care for trans people. We'll have some music rolling on 3CR and let's have a listen to James Rain from an early solo album, Hard Rain, and a track called Rumour. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Yesterday is over. Hey. Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
CR is radical radio, and that means more than just alternative current affairs and political coverage.
We're radical because we're an independent media outlet owned and operated by the community.
We're radical because we give communities the control of their own shows, with their own music, in their own languages.
We're radical because we provide a media platform for communities to build their own power to create social change.
Become a subscriber and support Radical Radio. Call us on 03 9419 8377 or subscribe online at 3cr.org.au/subscribe.
Three CR 855 AM, three CR digital, three CR.org.au, three CR on demand, out of the pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. It's currently Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Thanks very much for your company. And two tracks. The one we heard most recently was from Icarus, A Funny Kind of Guy. And from the album Hard Rain, James Rain and Rumour. And we also heard from our sponsor, Go Kindly. Thank you, Go Kindly, for supporting this program and 3CR. And it's not just sponsors who can support 3CR. You can do that too by becoming a subscriber. As you heard, hop onto the website and pay by credit card or call during business hours. There's also ways you can pay via your bank account as well if you don't want to use a piece de la plastique and all those sorts of things. And I should mention, of course, that a couple of things that came to mind talking to T. If you want to hear some queer ageing issues, Rainbows Don't Fade With Age is on every fortnight on Monday on 3CR at 2 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And apparently there's an extra repeat of this program on the other fortnight. So there you go. So, gosh, anyone would think this station was organised. You're right, it is. We're very organised in our 50th year. Keep supporting us, which reminds me, you can find out why this is a face for radio. If you go onto 3CR's Instagram, you'll see a picture of me wanting you to subscribe. Please subscribe anyway. No, seriously, please do. We need your support to keep this great station well, rocking and rolling and boogieing and discoing along and all that sort of thing. What else is there to talk about? Lots of things. Roving Reporter. Hello, Roving. Hope you're having a good Sunday. And you've written in, very sad to learn that the Jewish community, in particular the group Dayenu, won't be marching at Mardi Gras this year due to security concerns. Yes, there's a report in the on the website periodical The Jewish Independent about this, and I'm confirming that is the case. And is it a sign of the times? How can we move back more towards social cohesion in our sadly fragmented society now? I think that, first of all, it is incredibly sad. Dayenu's been marching for 25 years, and they began to discuss whether they were going to march again after the horrific events of mid-December at Bondi Beach, and decided they couldn't. It seems like it's more of a factor to do with Judaism than anything perhaps more queer-related. But when you can't express yourself fully, be your authentic self in some way, that's not good. And I have, as I said at the end of last year, I hadn't talked about issues of this nature for more personal reasons, not directly related to this issue, because I hadn't been in a good place and had to do self-care. And, to use my favourite running gag, I'm the best person to do self-care, applies to all of us. I'm in a somewhat better place now and will talk about it. I have, for the first time in my life, at times hidden that part of my identity in the last 2.5 years, and that's not good. You know, you don't want to be in any closet. And also recently I went to the annual Pride Shabbat service that Temple Beth, the progressive synagogue in St Kilda, holds every year. And a woman spoke, and I'm really sorry, I'm bad with names. It might have been Kim or Nim. I'm really sorry. I wonder, I forget my own some days. But seriously, and spoke about how we need complexity, we need to hold space for complexity. Well, I just put it with another word, and that's nuance. And I just think we need to get back to art, which sort of leads into an answer to a bit of an answer to your question, Roving. We need to take every individual as an individual. And the moment we start assuming something because an individual's part of a group and treating that individual differently or the whole group differently is only has really, in my opinion, negative impacts, whether it's anti-Semitism, transphobia, racism, anything. Just don't. that might sound incredibly simple, but maybe it is. But the other thing we can do, and I've had discussions with a few different people about this from all sort of various areas of life, and when you sort of have the same discussion with people who have never met each other, even though it might be part of a slightly bigger bubble, then okay, maybe you get some hope. I think the thing we can do in terms of social cohesion is we're not, sadly at the moment, going to get it from some of our leaders, and we're not going to get it from, or at best we'll get sort of double talk and maybe neutrality. And so we have to do it ourselves at the grassroots. Things grow from the grassroots. We are the grassroots. 3CR is grassroots radio. We have to promote social cohesion. We have to talk about how we have debates, not so much what we talk about, this whole misleading thing about freedom of speech and what we can say and can't say, I think, is too simplistic. Again, nuance. We need to talk about how we have it, how we can truly, sincerely agree to disagree or allow room for different opinions and that nuance. And we've got to do it ourselves. And it sucks that, you know, the people with less power on so many levels and so many angles often are the ones having to do the leadership work, but do it we will, do it we must, because if no one else does, things will only get worse. And, you know, look, I think I have to say it. It's why we have 3CR here, to try and promote conversations like this. It's why we need 3CR to sort of put some balance back in there and have some, you know, have these sort of discussions that mainstream media that grovel along won't have those conversations at all. Another thing, of course, this week, well, great move, Angus. Well done, as everyone is saying, following this from infamous social media post where either he or a staffer or someone didn't congratulate it himself. Beef Angus, except he's two no-protein patties, not-so-special sauce on a very plain piece of white bread, to put it mildly. If you want to eat McDonald's, I don't know if you'd ever be able to have a beef Angus again after this week. But seriously, what will this mean for queer communities? Welcome everyone's thoughts on all the means of communication into this program, out of the pan, 855@gmail.com, SMS 61456751215, Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Instagram @SalGoldSaidSo, and Facebook, my page, Sally Goldner, and Out of the Pan 3CR, 855 AM, Melbourne. You can post things in, and I'll get to them next week. PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. What will it mean? I mean, some people, I don't believe he's very pro-LGBTIQI+. His conservatism is of concern. Will he start culture wars? Now, I'll ask that as a question. I hope he doesn't, of course, but, you know, realistically, whether he will or not, particularly on trans, well, we'll have to wait and see. Now, it depends whether he thinks there's votes in it, whether he thinks he'll win back One Nation voters, but, of course, that's his reasoning. There is no excuse for any form of trans vilification, which most of the mainstream media debate is. And lacks rationality and is about whipping up emotion. And of course, one emotion that people love to whip up is fear, and fear of difference, whether it's trans or immigration or, you know, people of different backgrounds is often where that happens. As I say, hope he doesn't. From that point of view, Susan Ley would be less have been likely to do that, but I suppose we'll have to wait and see. But as they always say, remember, it's the economy, stupid. So maybe he'll focus on that. Who knows? I don't want to be too hasty about any judgments, I suppose. We'll have to, as I say, take each individual as they come and look at things on a tailor-made basis. Oh, dear. Okay, that coffee was too strong. All right, I'd better have a catch my breath. Let's have a listen to some bluegrassy music from one of my favourite musicians of all time, Tom T. Hall, from his last ever release, which came out way back in 2007. Tom T. Hall sings Miss Dixie and Tom T. Hall, and here's a track called Leaving Baker County. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
For 18 years I lived in Baker County. I never climbed the ladder of success. They don't make ladders back in Baker County, and I wonder why they wonder why I left. The sign said you're now leaving Baker County. I've been walking half a day and half a night. The sign said you're now leaving Baker County, and I said for one time Baker County's right. Well, her daddy was the man in Baker County. He offered me employment, but I guess I wasn't good enough for Baker County, and so I left him with no forwarding address. The sign said, you're now leaving Baker County. I've been walking a half a day and a half a night. The sign said, you're now leaving Baker County, and I said for one time Baker County's right. Well, I never will go back to Baker County. Now that it's behind me, I'll confess, I never did think much of Baker County. Oh, and every mile I'm thinking of it less. The sign said you're now leaving Baker County. I've been walking a half a day and a half a night. The sign said you're now leaving Baker County, and I said for one time Baker County's right.
G'day, this is Ozzy Butler from Astronomy Class. You're tuned to 3CR on 855 AM or 3cr.org.au. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Keep community radio alive. Peace.
Enjoy.
Trans Family is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Trans Family runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to Trans Family are tax deductible.
For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. Transfamily is a 3CR supporter.
We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. And we just heard from Tom T. Hall from Tom T. Hall Sings, Miss Dixie and Tom T., and a track called Leaving Baker County, and some musician credits, part some of them there. Wayne Benson on mandolin, Kristen Scott Benson on banjo, and Glenn Duncan on fiddle. And that album, on other tracks, has contributions from Earl Scruggs on banjo on a track called One of Those Days When I Miss Lester Flatt, appropriately enough, and Jimmy Martin is on yodel and G-run guitar. Now you're talking musics of all sorts. There's all sorts of good programming coming up on 3CR this afternoon. At 1 p.m, the team from Freedom of Species will have an animal trivia special, so get your animal trivia at the ready and help 3CR. I think there's some possibly some ways to subscribe in amongst the competition. You'll have to tune in to find out. Rotations at 2, some music rotating in some way. And at 3 o'clock, Madison and the team have Queering the Air, and they've got a very interesting topic lined up today, online safety comparing Australia, the USA and Uganda. I think there's going to be, as my Year 12 essay topics used to say, some compare and contrast going on there indeed. Interesting to see just exactly, you know, what the similarities and differences are. We shall see in due course. So, yes, great listening on 3CR. And as I say, Rainbows Don't Fade With Age, another great queer program. 2 p.m. Monday afternoons, every fortnight, every week at 4 p.m. in your face, and Queering the Air as well. Lots of great queer stuff as part of 3CR. Well, after the show last week and after the podcast was in the can, as they say in the media world, yours truly did wander out the door and get to street party. It was a very muggy Sunday, which and it seemed a bit sort of, in one sense, it seemed made things seem a bit, well, not claustrophobic, but a bit breathless or something. But it did seem smaller in size than previous years. In terms of previous years, the stalls along Gertrude Street sort of went all the way down to Brunswick Street. They didn't make it this year. Only went as far as one or two side streets up Smith Street. Didn't seem to be as much on Peel Street. Now, whether that's less government funding for street party or whether it's less corporate support for DEI, don't know. Maybe it was the humidity. Just seemed a bit quieter. And I think that there's some, you know, some things to just to consider in there. We do need to sort of, watch that. As I said last week, it felt like numbers in terms of participants and watchers were down at Pride March the week before. Carnival, though, seemed just as busy. Not exactly sure what the go is there, but we'll have, you know, probably wait for the analysis from the Midsummer team. Good to see, I have to do it. In fact, I didn't do it last week. I don't think I got the wrestling reference in, so I'm catching up this week at 12:54 and 14 seconds. All Elite Wrestling, arguably the second biggest promotion in North America, crowds recently chanted, and this is in context, fuck ice at an event in the USA. Well, last night during AW in Sydney, the same chant was there. So who said wrestling was all necessarily right-wing types? There you go. People are people. You can catch me commentating some wrestling both Sunday next Saturday lunchtime and Saturday evening out at Sunbury Memorial Hall out in the north. It'd be good to see you there. It takes all types to make a world. Seriously, lots, and sort of gone viral that this has happened, and loving it. And also, you can see yours truly on 3CR's social media page. Find out why this is a face for radio. I'm talking about subscriber drive and why you need to subscribe to 3CR. Anyway, I need to start moving on out of here and make way for Freedom of Species and the great afternoon of programming on 3CR. They're ready to come in. Their trivia questions are at the ready, champing at the bit and all that. So we'll take it out today with a track from, well, one of the finest vocalists ever, with one amazing voice, and ended up living here. Marsha Hines, and a track from one of her compilation albums, The Essential Marsha Hines. And I was going to say that I've thought of this because during the week I went to the memorial service for Liz Payne, one of the founders of Pride March. It was a bit sad to see not a lot of people there from the queer perspective. It was more her event management type of work, which was sent, to quote a word that my radio mentor over on Joy used to say, John Jennings used to say, sensational, and he would have said Marsha Hines was sensational as well. But I might talk about that and sort of tap into more of the issues for queer seniors in future shows. Anyway, take it out today with Marsha Hines and her track, You. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. I'm Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.
Been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.